heard of it is true. Chapter 1. Missing. On a rainy day in May 1945, a Western Union messenger made his rounds through the quiet village of Owego in upstate New York. Just outside downtown, he turned onto McMaster Street, a row of modest, well-kept homes shaded by sturdy elm trees. He slowed to a stop at a green farm-style house with a small porch and empty flower boxes. As he approached the door, the messenger prepared for the hardest part of his job, delivering a telegram from the U.S. War Department. Directly before him, proudly displayed in a front window, hung a small white banner with a red border and a blue star at its center. Similar banners hung in windows all through the village, each one to honor a young man, or in a few cases, a young woman, gone to war. American troops had been fighting in World War II since 1941, and some Blue Star banners had already been replaced by banners with gold stars, signifying a loss for a larger gain and a permanently empty place at a family's dinner table. Inside the Blue Star home where the messenger stood was Patrick Hastings, a 68-year-old widower. With his wire-rimmed glasses, his neatly trimmed silver hair, and the serious set of his mouth, Patrick Hastings bore a striking resemblance to the new president, Harry S. Truman, who'd taken office a month earlier upon the death of Franklin.